Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And one of my good friends has just been given an international honor. And I thought this is a perfect opportunity to realize what a treasure we have. You know, there's a tradition in Japan when there's an artist that rises to the rank that Santi Vasali has risen. And they get to be called a national treasure. So I'm going to call Santi our national treasure. He lives here in Santa Barbara, but he came to us years ago from New York City. He's a photographer for more than 50 years now. He's traveled the globe. He's shot for leading magazines, newspapers. He's published many, many books. And then recently came in my email that he's been given a Lifetime Achievement Award in Photography at the American Photography Archives Group in New York City. And this has seemed to me a perfect opportunity to celebrate a little bit but about what Santi has done for the industry, for the art form. And we'll just introduce Santi by reading a little of the biography. And by the way, I don't know if a couple of years ago, if you're a Santa Barbarian, you might have come to the premiere of the movie that was shot of Santi and his mentor, Tony Vaccaro, which was called Mentors. Andy Davis did the movie, and it was an absolute sellout and a fantastic evening. If you haven't seen that, you can really get a sense of who Santi is by watching the movie Mentors, by the way. But Santi has covered the news as a photojournalist for years and years. And I'd like to tell people that there's a couple famous photos that you'll recognize that Santi has shot. But more than that, Santi's photographed, when you say, well, Santi, what has he done? Well, he's photographed five presidents of the United States, Johnson, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, and Clinton. You know how they have the walls where they have the photos. So those are Santi's of those presidents. In the past, you know, Santi and I, as friends, we've talked about some of his films, the film sets that he's worked on. Federico Fellini, Lino Wertmüller, Peter Yates. And about Fellini, I can remember, Santi, years ago, I love Fellini's movies and I adored Fellini. And I saw when I was when I was dancing, I was in ballet, and we toured to La Scala in Milan. And Fellini had directed Turandot, the opera. And so I remember meeting him and saying, wow, I was so surprised he was so small, but he had beautiful suit on. And I mentioned that to Santi. He said, you know, it's funny because Fellini, he didn't like to use a regular toilet. It was like, how did Santi know that? Apparently he liked to sort of relieve himself in other places, but not a toilet. So I've always remembered that about, you know, Fellini. Anyway, Santi got to know his people that he shot, and he got to understand them in a really interesting way. Huh? Santi, say again?
He was microphobic. He was afraid of...
a germaphobe.
Germaphobe, yeah. So he always went against the wall.
It's so funny. Well, Santi's photos appeared in, I don't know, 50-plus magazines and newspapers: New York Times, Newsweek, Time, Life, U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, American Heritage, Paris Match, Stern, Uggy, Epoca, and L'Europeo. And also, I got to say, one of the favorite publications that I know of Santi's is fairly recent, when we did, Mary, I don't know, did you have a chance when you were here in Santa Barbara to visit MOXIE, the Wolf Museum of Exploration and Innovation?
Did you visit? No, unfortunately, no. Okay. Unfortunately, I didn't. No.
All right. Well, next time you come, we got to take you, because then what we're going to do is put Santi's book in one hand and you can look at MOXIE in the other. Santi was honored here again in Santa Barbara when Mr. Wolf was building, Richard Wolf was building a museum, a children's museum, and their board selected Santi to document the whole progress of the construction. And the book is amazing. I mean, it's like a Walker Evans, you know, it's like the whole, all the architecture is right there. And Santi, I can remember, you know, he's 94, I guess 94 going on 95, but this was in 2018, if I'm not wrong. And I can remember Santi, you know, carrying all of his equipment and going around, and he's underneath all these ladders and scaffolding, and you know, the guys are working around him with these big boulders, lifting stuff up and making the construction of the museum. And Santi's underneath, you know, five stories shooting the whole thing. And the book that resulted is beautiful. Anyway, many of the books that he's done, just to mention a few, A Walk Through Urban America, the University Art Gallery at the California Polytechnic State University at San Luis Obispo has a book. They published Santi Vazali, Photojournalist. Famous and Infamous is another book in 1909. Icons, you know, selection. This is also a show. So it's a catalog of a show. Icons, a selection of movie people that was shown at our local gallery, by the way, Mary, in 2009. Some of the books that I have collected of Santi's, of course, are some of the beautiful city books that he's done. He's done, you know, books of New York. He's done all these beautiful impressions of various gorgeous American cities and architecture of the American cities through the years. Also, one other fun thing to know about Santi is that in a really formative time at the Foreign Press Association of New York, he was the leader, he was the director, and he was the chairman of at least 400 members representing 60 countries. Also, finally, and then I want to talk about the award here, this Lifetime Achievement Award that Santi Vazali has been gifted. He was made a knight at the Order of Merit in the Republic of Italy in 1996. And then in 2011, he was awarded a medal for his life achievements by the President of the Italian Republic. And by the way, it's been a fun journey for me, Mary, to have known Santi, because I was appraising some of his work, his photojournalistic work, for a donation to the Cal State Channel Islands. And I was able to see the opening weekend there when they opened all of the archive, and they did a beautiful case of some of the medals. There was the medal, the Knight of the Order of Merit was there from the Republic of Italy, and the President of the Italian Republic medal was there, and some of the old things from his office in New York City, like the phone, the hotline phone that he used as a director of the Foreign Press Association of New York. So there's a big case, like a museum display case, with some of the artifacts from Santi's life. And I remember taking copious photos of that and being so proud of Santi. I happen to know intimately that when we did the donation for Channel Islands, we were talking about millions of negatives, but the actual file, Santi's life file, the file that basically is the four or five decade file of scenery, architecture, notable people, cityscapes, etc. That's over between 200,000 and 300,000 actually published photos that he's got in his file. So this is a huge achievement. huge achievement because of the fact it's a lifetime achievement award. So he gets to put this award amongst the awards, for example, the Knight in the Order of Merit, the Life Achievement Award from the President of the Italian Republic, and then many other awards in his lifetime. And, you know, this is a gentleman who has done so many things for photography and so many things for Santa Barbara. Mary, I don't know if you knew, but, you know, Santa Barbara Museum of Art gave him a show as well under Charles Wiley, who is our photo curator here. And that was an amazing show, and the public loved it. There was, Mary, there was this huge banner outside the museum, you know, of an image that Santi shot, and that was there during the duration of the show. And every time I'd go past the museum, I'd be like, there's Santi's. I love that. There's Santi's work. Right, and huge. I mean, the whole facade of the museum. So you can only imagine.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, sounds great.
And, yeah. So, you know, in other places that he's shown here in Santa Barbara, too, there's been a lot of opportunities where people will come to him and say, well, do you do a pop-up show? We're doing something here at the restaurant, or we're doing something here at the Civic Theater. Would you do a pop-up show? So, you know, he's had the opportunity, or we've had the opportunity, I should say, to see Santi's work. And Santi, you know, let me just say congratulations. And is there going to be a ceremony, Mary? Tell me about the procedure.
Sure. I mean, I can tell you a little bit about the group, too, so people know, you know, where it's coming from. We did have an award ceremony 2 weeks ago. We have an annual conference at SVA and the Saturday night award ceremony where most of the people got their awards. He had a very dear friend's daughter, Camilla, who came and accepted it on his behalf. And then I sent it out to him. So he has it in his possession, Sante, I think. And we were very thrilled to give it to him. I can tell you a little bit about the archive group if you want, or about my background, however, wherever you want me to go, Elizabeth.
Well, I think, first of all, yeah, I want to hear your background. I want to hear about the American Photography Archives group for sure. But I want you to kind of, you know, I want, Mary, you're the best person now to put this into cultural context. So I want you to put Santi's work into cultural context. Why this award was given, why Santi has a Lifetime Achievement Award, why his work is honored by the American Photography Archives Group. So is there a way you can put his work into a context that we can grasp?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but you do need to know a little bit about, you can make it shorter and just call it APAG. That's our short, you know, name, APAG, but APAG. I mean, the one thing that's important to know is that I started it because my parents were well-known photojournalists and photographers, Ruth Orkin and Morris Engel. And I was left my mother's estate 41 years ago when she passed away, my father's 21 years ago. And so I started managing their archive and not really, you know, having anywhere to turn. In 2000, I had a dinner with about five people who were also heirs. And then we've grown and grown and grown, and we now have over 300 people. And when you talk about photojournalism and you talk about our group, again, I've never solicited anybody, and we started with just word of mouth, but we now have some of the biggest names in the industry. Hopefully some of your listeners will know, and you'll know, like Ansel Adams, like Imogene Cunningham, like Gordon Parks, like Lee Miller, Archive, Arthur Rothstein, the list goes on and on and on in terms of people who we have in the group. And they're very well-known photojournalists. Most of those people obviously aren't living. But in terms of Sante's accomplishments, and when we looked at people who have, you know, who are in the group, Sante is also an active participant of the group. We have Zoom meetings every 3 weeks, and I'm always pleased, and he knows that when I see him on the call. You know, when you looked at the body of work and the people who are in the group, his work just stood out. This is the third year we've done awards for the group, even though we've been around so long. We gave it in the past to Chester Higgins, to Neil Slavin, to other people in the industry. But, you know, the photojournalism world is big and small at the same time. And people doing what we're doing is unique. And Sante has spent a lifetime, as you described it, you know, shooting, and has a wonderful variety of work to show for it. And, you know, we nominated, the board and the advisory board nominated people, and then we made a final decision. And it was, you know, we have two people every year. Sante got it this year, along with a photographer named Marilyn Nance, who's based in Brooklyn. And it's, his work just stands out in terms of what he's achieved, the depth, the variety, the how you know, his actual work. I mean, as I said, I look at a lot of work that comes across on social media that people send me. I go to shows. I'm here in Washington, D.C. right now because my mother has a show at the National Women in the Arts. And we went to the National Gallery today, and we went to the Library of Congress yesterday. I look at a lot. And when you see somebody like Sante, who consistently has wonderful images and knows how to shoot, knows how to edit, you know, it was just an obvious choice. So, and we did have an incredible visit with Sante last May. We were in California for another show of my mother's, and my partner and I drove up and had a beautiful dinner with Sante, and it just all made a lot of sense. So I'm thrilled that he is here. I'm thrilled to be here to talk to you about him, and it's well deserved.
Fantastic. Okay, and Sante, I think now would be a good time. Do you happen to have your letter that you wrote thanking the committee for your award, or shall I read it?
You read it, please.
Okay.
You know, so I'm dyslexic about reading.
Okay. Well, this is Santi's letter of thank you, and I think this shows a lot about his style as a photographer. And John, have you read this letter?
Yeah.
Okay. So John is in the background there, Mary. John is actually a good friend of Santi's as well, and a fellow photographer that actually Sante mentored for the past almost 18 years now. So it's fantastic. Sante writes to the American Photography Archives Group, APAG, upon being given the Lifetime Achievement Award. He writes the following: I would like to thank Mary, who's on with us right now, by the way, Mary and the voting committee for honoring me with the Lifetime Achievement Award, which I humbly accept. This award means a great deal to me, not only as a professional, but as a person. It represents a lifetime spent searching for truth through a lens. Wow. At the same time, it gives me new energy and a renewed sense of responsibility to keep working, to keep pushing forward, and to continue contributing to the advancement of photojournalism, even at age 94. Photojournalists stand on the front lines of history. We go where events unfold, sometimes into uncertainty, sometimes into danger, so others can see, understand, and remember. Our work is not just about taking pictures. It is about bearing witness. It's about documenting reality with honesty and integrity. It's about bringing light into places that might otherwise remain unseen. Over the years, I have learned that photography is not only about equipment or technique. It's about timing, courage, and above all, respect for people and their stories. Many times we work in situations that test us, but we continue because the story matters, the people matter, the truth matters. This award does not belong to me alone. It belongs to the colleagues who supported me, the editors who trusted me, the mentors who guided me, and the many individuals who allowed me into their lives, often in their most vulnerable moments. I accept this honor with gratitude and humility, and with the promise that I will continue this work. As long as there is a story to tell and at least a little light to follow, I will be there. Thank you for this recognition, and thank you for supporting photojournalism. Sante Vasali. So Sante was responding to his Lifetime Achievement Award with those words, which are truly beautiful. And I guess, Mary, would be a good time to ask you something about your background and also the American Photography Archives Group. It's so funny. Sometimes I think that no such thing as 6 degrees of separation. So Imogen Cunningham's daughter actually is a friend of mine. So Henry Bristol's father, Horace Bristol, was a photojournalist, and Henry's mm-hmm. a friend of mine. And so Henry lives here on and off in Santa Barbara and also in Italy as well. And so he got, I forget what was her name, Cunningham's Meg, that's right.
Yeah, the granddaughter. Yeah.
Yes. So Meg, he brought Meg to Santa Barbara, and he brought a number of other heirs of photos of people that had taken photos at parents and grandparents. These were like yourself. And we convened a meeting, and Santi actually spoke at the meeting. I remember being out to dinner with Meg, and I guess they live on an island in Washington State. And so we went out to dinner with her and her husband. We talked about, and there were all the heirs were there. This was years ago, and Santi was there. We talked about what the challenges were. Of course, I'm an appraiser, so copyright issue came up quite a bit, and valuation and authenticity and this sort of thing came up quite a bit. And it's so interesting, Mary, what you're telling me is that these people just kind of gravitate towards APAG. Because I just got off the phone with Henry Bristol. He was talking about possibly doing some kind of a donation to the Getty based on some of his dad's series. And he just didn't know where to turn. And I'm going to tell him to give you a call if you don't mind. But anyway, tell us about the American Photography Archives Group. That's exactly why you came together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you, Sante, for those very kind words. I will publish them on the website if that's okay with you.
Please, yes.
Somewhere. Yeah, absolutely. I briefly alluded to the fact that I had started APAG in 2000, and it's grown and grown and grown, and we do Zoom meetings. We just had this conference. We do field trips. We have provided a need. There's no other group like it, as far as I'm aware of, in the world. That it's I call it a support group for photographers who are managing a privately held archive. And as I said initially, it was heirs, but it's certainly now photographers as well who are working on their archive. I think it's like 60-40, photographers and art versus archives. We have independent archivists. So on the Zoom meetings, we bring in sometimes an industry expert or a photographer who's a member to discuss their work. The last meeting we had almost 95 people. We had an IRS tax expert. With certain people, we have a great deal. We usually have about 60 to 70 people. But my background is, as I said, my parents left me their archives, and I didn't know where to turn. I had people I worked with in the field who had known my mom first and then my father. But I ended up writing a handbook, and we've since revised it in 2024. I used to say there was no book for me to turn to, so I wrote one.
What's the name of the book?
It's the Photo Archive Handbook, What You Need to Know. Okay. And the most important thing is also the website, which is just apag.us. Okay. So, and then the interesting 6 degrees of separation with Sante is that my parents were also filmmakers. And as I said, Ruth Orkin and Morris Engel, and they made a film in 53 called Little Fugitive. And coincidentally, Andy Davis, who Sante knows very well, who, is obviously an incredible filmmaker, optioned the film initially a long time ago and had met my father. And, we sort of stayed in touch and stayed friends. And then when Mentors came about, there's a connection between APAG and how Andy found out about Sante and Tony. But Andy would have to say, tell the whole story exactly. But, Andy found out about APAG but knew of Tony and Sante. But anyway, and then at the end, I ended up helping with a friend. We did picture rights, photo rights, licensing for Mentors. So I became even more familiar with Sante. I hadn't met him until last May, which was a wonderful time, as I said, but I had met Tony Vaccaro, his dear friend, who's the subject also for the film, who's, lived in New York, and his family was a member of the group. So it all sort of comes together. as you can imagine.
Well, what, like you said, it's a little big world. What your world is a little big world. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And the photography world is, you know, as I said, quite small in terms of people who are managing archives like myself. So
Santi's, I got a quote here that I wanted Santi to discuss a little bit. He says, teaching other photographers, and he says to other photographers who he's teaching, your work is an extension of your personality and your culture. Try to bring dignity to everything you photograph. And I wonder, Santi, can you explain that quote? That's your quote. Yep. How would you describe that?
Well, when you photograph something, you try to present in a better light possible. All the elements that makes a good photographs have to be there. The light, the composition, and the message. That strength your photograph if those elements are there. I try to teach people they often look but they don't see. I try to teach them how to see things. And when you see that those things, the word itself says, I presented this thing, and when you talk to your friends, oh, I want to present this in the best light possible. The phrase already tells you that that's the way photographs should be. People can look at picture, has to be focused, not the picture necessarily in focus, but has to be a point of focus where your eyes go, where your eyes rest. That light has to guide your eye to the subject that you want to show. But at one point, I want to talk about a photograph that purposely I never took because I thought would be disturbing. So when we get a chance.
Please do. Please do. Tell me about the photo you never took.
Okay. When just before E.T., the movie, Spielberg movie, came out, Newsweek wanted to do a story. And so I get a call from the movie critic on Newsweek, Jack Hall, says, come to the office, there's something very important. I don't want to discuss it on the phone. So I went to Newsweek and I see a two-person there that look like a bodyguards and a secretary and another person taking notes. It said, the movie company doesn't want to release a picture of E.T. on time. And so we're going to have this two bodyguards. We're going to get three seats for you. The two bodyguards, one next to you, to you, and a secretary in the back. You shoot to the screen and take the film out, give it to the secretary, put the blank roll in case they stop you. If they stop you, they arrest you. The legal department of Newsweek will take care of everything, all the expenses. And if they confiscate your camera, we buy you a new camera. So everything's set. I photograph E.T. And then it happened to me, E.T. was made by an Italian called Rambaldi. And Rambaldi imitated all the movements that the human, I think there are 84 movements that we make. He made it possible that E.T. made all those movements. So he explained to me everything. I did a story. 2 years after that, I happened to be in a studio. And as I enter the studio, I see E.T. in a stretcher. And he has a cut from the throat to this belly. And you could see the old structure inside. And it looked like a person in an operating room. He was dismounting it and using part of the pieces that he needed. And I thought for a moment, I was tempted to take the picture. I was really, really ready. But then I thought about the million kids in the world. They had seen E.T. in the best light. And now he was in a stretcher, got out, like an operating room. And I turned around, and I never took that picture. So that's sensitivity, you know. You don't have to be bully all the time.
That's a beautiful story, and that's a great example of photographing something in the best light, you know, and the lack of this photograph actually indicated to you that the children should see E.T. in the best light. So I think that's fantastic. Richard's giving us a sign we have to go to quick break, our producer. So we go to quick break, and then I would like to talk a little bit to Mary about what's next, what she sees next in photojournalism. This is something I've been dying to ask her. You know, I just recently started to mentor a number of younger appraisers who write their appraisals using ChatGPT, and I can see how flat the appraisals turn out and the narratives turn out. And I'm starting to worry about that world. And I'm wondering what Mary has to say about that world, and Santi as well, when we get back from the break. Hey, Richard, let's go to quick break. Reintroducing Santi Vazali, who's a member of our community here in Santa Barbara, but also an international citizen, has just been given a momentous award through the American Photography Archives Group in New York City. And it is a Lifetime Achievement Award in Photography, honored for a body of work that has captivated audience and critics across continents. And that really is true. A keen eye for telling details, detail has left an enduring imprint on the photographic community. And then we have heard from Santi about photographing. His philosophy of photographing is to photograph in the best light possible, which is a double entendre, double meaning for sure. Let's take a quick break, Richard, get back from the break. I want to hear from Mary about the future of archives, photographic archives. That interests me greatly. Don't turn that dial. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're celebrating today a terrific honor, a member of our local community here in Santa Barbara, but also a citizen of the world. This is Santi Vazali, a photojournalist for, I don't know, 50, 60 years. Anybody's guess, but Santi is 94 years old. He has been given an award from the American Photography Archives Group in New York City, a Lifetime Achievement Award photography to go along with some of the other awards that he's been given, notably the Knight of the Order of Merit of the Republic of Italy, 1996 and 2011, the Award for Medal of Life Achievement from the President of the Italian Republic, 2011, This is now 2026 Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Photography Archives Group. And the director of the group, Mary Engel, is here with us to honor Santi today. And we were talking a little bit about what she calls APEG. She founded APEG in, I think you said 2000, right, Mary?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then a shout out. So there are at least three members of Santa Barbara community that need to know of Mary's group. And I just going to give a shout out to the book she wrote. She actually revised it in 2024. It's a photo archive handbook. It's about what you want to know. All you want to know is photo archive handbook that Mary Engel, E-N-G-E-L, has authored, and she actually revised it last year in 2024. So that would be something to look up. Just go to apag.us. And you can find out far more about the group itself. Mary, just before we have to say goodbye, I want you to opine for me on the future of photojournalism, as a matter of fact. What's your thought?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And just real quick, we did have an APEG West branch at one point because there are so many people on the West Coast. But once we started going to Zooms, everybody became one big group. But before Zooms, we had about 50 people in Northern California. But yeah, AI is a really interesting area. I mean, as Rick Smolin and Fred Richin, two well-known, Rick is an author and a photographer. Fred Richin is a well-known author and educator. He wrote a book called The Synthetic Eye. They spoke at the conference 2 weeks ago, and you know, basically, we're talking about, you know, the future. And, you know, the point is, it's here. So, you know, we can't do anything about it. And the question is how you work it into your lives, how you allow it into photojournalism. Some of it we can't control. I mean, there are, you know, we had a legal panel, and there are lawyers, obviously, and everybody is concerned about not allowing, you know, anything that's an AI photograph to be copyright. But that's, you know, it's all to be decided. That's one issue. You know, as I said, as you mentioned, ChatGPT can be amazing because if you know how to put the right prompts in, it can be incredibly helpful and save time for proposals for any kind of questions you have. But it's not gospel. So always, you know, don't use it as gospel. In terms of photography, you can also color correct with ChatGPT, which I've done. You take a faded photograph and put it in and say, just correct the tonal qualities, but you don't want it to affect the features necessarily, at least from my point of view. And then the other thing is you can make it move. You can take my mother's most known photograph is American Girl in Italy, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. We have a new box set that Philips is about to release, but Rick took that photo and he made the woman on the photograph get move. She comes. It's a still photo. He made it with AI, made her walk out of the photograph, get onto a motorcycle and walk and drive away. So, you know, I don't think it's 100% terrible. I don't think it's 100% good. I think it's a question of where we're at now, just like everybody was apprehensive about computers. As Rick said a long, long time ago, he posted showed us a clip from the Today Show in the 80s where everybody was all concerned about computers. And AI is here. AI is with us. The question is how it's going to be used and how people approach it and how people respect it. So that's as much as I can say. Fred's book is called The Synthetic Eye, and Rick Smolin, they've both written, you know, a great deal on about it. So
what's Fred's last name?
Richin, R-I-T-C-H-I-N.
Okay, I got Fred Richin, The Synthetic Eye. Well, yeah. Santi, as an old master, what do you think about what Mary's telling us? The capabilities of AI and ChatGPT as regards, I'm only thinking of archives in this case. It's like how much can AI go in and take from, so Santi's archive is an academic institution now. So how much can AI take of that archive? Santi, can you tell us what you think of that?
Well, for the right purpose, like photos are aging, And, you know, eventually 100 years, 150 years, we could lose them. So AI maybe can preserve them even better than we can now. They can correct something. For instance, a magazine sent me to Hong Kong that day, the sky is not right. What I do now, there's a possibility very easily that sky can be corrected. But one thing I resent is to manipulate it too much, your work, because you defeat yourself. If you took a picture that you like it, a picture that it took a lot of time to construct according to the way you see it, and then you have to distort it. No, I don't want to do that. But the little nuances and the little correction that sometimes the camera does not see it. You see the brain, if you see smoke against the sky, let's say, and the camera sometimes cannot really capture it the way your eyes see, because your brain can construct it that what's behind the little smoke. You have seen smoke. You know what the smoke looks like. So a little piece, a little bit of smoke can be then reconstructed by your brain. But I don't want to do it, you know, artificially. That's what I'm resenting, to manipulate the whole thing. A little nuances here and there that day things were not right, or there was something in the ground that disturbed a cigarette buds. You know, I used to walk with a bucket and a broom when I did all my CD, and I cleaned the sidewalks of America. Because every time I took a picture, there was a can, there was a Kleenex, there was cigarette butts, there was all sorts of things. I remember once in Boston, I was photographing the house of Paul Revere, and somebody had left the car there and right in front. I had agreed with the police that nobody will park there. So I called the chief of police. He said, "Oh my God, I send the truck now and we're going to move the car," which they did. But under that car, there was tremendous amount of garbage. Now it's on Sunday, you know, I can't call the maid to clean. So I had my own broom and I did my work. So there you are. I could have done that.
I see what you're saying. You know, it's interesting because one of the lines of the award itself, the Lifetime Achievement Award that was given to Santi Vasali, it says, I'm just reminded, Santi's keen eye for telling detail has left an enduring imprint on the photographic community, for sure. The detail thing. Here's a photographer who carries a broom and a dustpan with him. Talk about detail. That's fantastic. Yeah. Amazing. Don't turn that dial. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're celebrating today a terrific honor, a member of our local community here in Santa Barbara, but also a citizen of the world. This is Santi Vasali, a photojournalist. So, Mary, if folks want to find out more about your organization, if people want to get to know you, especially if they have interest in archives, and they are heirs, or they do have this issue of and it's a very prescient one right now, how to handle an archive in the face of what we're talking about today. How do they get in touch with you? How do we find you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Go to the website, apag.us. My email is mary@apag.us. We have an Instagram for APAG. I have Instagram for my mother, for my father, for myself. We have websites. There's a lot of information online, and we welcome new members. And you know, if anybody has questions about the group and about managing privately held archives, only photography, I'm happy to you know, chat with them. I'll chat with anybody for 15 or 20 minutes if they have questions, and they can also come as a guest for one or two meetings. And then after that, we ask them to join. And membership is pretty reasonable at $125 or $150 a year for most basic memberships. So,
and then anybody. Thank you, Mary. And then Santi, if folks want to see more of your work, how do we see more of your work, Santi?
I have a website. It's called thefinestphotos.com. There are about 10,000 pictures there. If they want to see more, they can go to a Channel Island if they look at people at the university, and they have my old collection there. And that is available to researchers and scholars. And that's the purpose that I donated to a university, because I was thinking about, since I was very young, at the beginning of my career, that all my work had to stay together to have an impact. And as you know, because you did the estimate, I wanted a scholar to be able to see future generation what America looked in the 60s. I can say without reservation that the people in the world for about 60 years saw America through my eyes, unless whatever was published, especially in Italy. So I did a lot of work, tried from the very beginning. I have my very first pictures that I took in 1957 that is still good today. Is everything in that picture is good. So I never studied photography. I studied on my own. I made a lot of errors. And when you make errors, you don't make it twice, the same error. So it's the best way to learn, by making mistakes.
So thefinestphotos.com to see more of Santi's work, and then also the archive, if scholar of photography or scholar of history, that'll be the Cal State Channel Islands, their special collections. Archive, they have the entire work of all the negatives, etc., all Santi Vasali's work. And Mary Engel has been with us today, the director and founder of APAG, American Photography Archives Group. She actually is an advisor for people that are managing privately held photographic archives. And this, we can see that there's a terrific need for this. The reason for our show today was to honor Santi Vasali, a member of Santa Barbara community, but also the world community in photojournalism. He was just given the Lifetime Achievement Award in photography, along with one other photographer, Marilyn Nance, in the American Photography Archives Group, the 2026 award recipient. And I just have to say, along with many other awards that Santi's been given over the years, I always get so impressed when I tell people Santi, my friend, he's a Knight of the Order of Merit in the Republic of Italy. So it's Sir Santi Vasali. we also have a medal for life achievement given to him by the President of the Italian Republic. And now, at the age of 94, he has been given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the American Photography Archives Group in New York City. And the director has been with us today to help me celebrate Santi. Mary, thank you very much for being with us. Enjoy the rest of your stay in Washington. Mary's on a world tour now. Her parents were both very famous photojournalists and filmmakers. So she has just attended an opening of her mom, Orkin, her actual show at the Women's Museum, the Women's Art Museum in Washington, D.C. So Mary joins us from Washington, and Santi joins us from Santa Barbara. And the award has been given to him for the Lifetime Achievement Award by APAG, American Photography Archives Group. Thank you very much, both of you, for being with me today. And congratulations many times to Santi Vasali from all of us here at KZSB. And also all of us in Santa Barbara were so impressed. Our local hero, Santi, has been given this national award. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to be here and to honor Santi.
Thank you.